you do. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good evening, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. And we are here tonight, Monday through Friday, at this same time, 8 o'clock Central. Many of you are normally hearing Friday night edition of Scott and Rick. Well, the boss says, let's do something different. Let's keep it with regular talk radio. Let's keep it on a continuum basis, and the numbers fall when you do a duet, and we want to keep the numbers high, and they are high, he says, and so that's why we're here. We're here tonight, and Scott will be with me from time to time as a guest and a friend, of course, who, as I say, is very close to me, and he's certainly a man of great intellect and great understanding. So he will be with us, just as many people are from time to time on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, Monday through Friday, doing talk radio as you wish you could do it. And you can. You can participate in it. This is Real Talk, and we are Uncensored Radio Free America. Talk about the issues that the neocons are not permitted to talk about. And, oh, they will touch on this issue. They will not deal with it in a forthright and comprehensive manner. And that is the issue, again, of illegal invasion into the United States. We are picking up on this issue. We talked with Barbara Coe from the California Coalition for Immigration Reform last week sometime, along with John Clark. And Barbara, I believe, is about to join us again. Is that right, sir? She's on? All right. Let's say hello once again to Barbara Coe. Hello, Barbara.
Well, hello, Rick, and thank you so much for having me on your program again.
Well, thank you for coming, because this is a subject that doesn't go away and only grows worse, as we can see from seeing the news each and every day. And then, of course, we have to go to alternative sources sometimes to be able to get the news, because most of the mainstream media are preoccupied with other things, you know, more important things, obviously. The Olympics sell, and that means advertising and things of that sort. And who cares if the country's going to hell in a handbasket? You know, that's just the way it is. Money comes first. Well, it doesn't with you, and it doesn't with me. And it doesn't with my audience, because we are certainly ripping, and we are angry, and rightfully so, and we are hopefully beginning to do something.
Absolutely.
And I know your organization has grown, of course, from just a statewide group years ago to a national group now, and you have membership and people contributing in many ways from all over the country.
Absolutely.
All they have to do, by the way, is just call that number, that toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, right?
Right. Toll free, and we will welcome your call.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to pick up right after the break coming up now and get right into the meat of the issue. One of the issues that concerns me, Barbara, in this fight that we have to address tonight has to do with the vote fraud, and how vote fraud now is becoming a major problem in the United States, because of illegals being allowed to vote. This is going on even though it shouldn't. So we'll talk about that. We'll be right back. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, join me.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you very much on this Friday evening edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. Barbara Cole is with me. And Barbara, before we go any further, people can look at your website. How can they do that?
They can go to CC, that's Cat. IIndianRRabbits.net. It's very, very simple, Rick. And right. they can tell people where we're coming from, how they can join us, how they can support our efforts. And I hope they will do that.
Excellent, excellent. Now I have to get into this vote fraud question, you know, but I want to ask you, first of all, what is the latest now on the Sensenbrenner bill and the bill having to do with the so-called immigration reform?
Well, I can tell you right now, we just got back from Washington, as you know, just a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. We almost froze to death, but that was okay because we visited the offices of senators whose vote grade on immigration was D or F, F minus. And we were very polite, very courteous. However, we were incredibly firm and made it very, very clear that the senators who were in this category, we made it very, very clear to their aides that we would work tirelessly to ensure that these people who are traitors and I use that word very explicitly, who have betrayed their oath of office to protect us, our constitutional right to be protected from invaders, have betrayed that oath of office, and will work tirelessly to get them unemployed.
Good, good. Now, that is just about the entire United States Senate from what John was saying last time, right?
A good percentage. I hope you get our newsletter because we identified each and every one of them.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
Whose vote grade was below the level of C.
Well, now, obviously these things are conferenced out, and they wind up making these compromises. I don't see how you can really compromise with, as you say, the oath to uphold the Constitution. But these characters, and this is why I want to get into the vote fraud question, these creatures of the mob now, the democracy that we have been given instead of a republic, they are, you know, basing their votes on either perceptions based on media reports of how, you know, it's politically incorrect to vote against these so-called undocumented aliens. And then on the other hand, there are some taking outright bribes. There's a drug war going on. There's big business pushing them, the Chamber of Commerce and so forth. So all of this is adding up to a massive sellout. And that is where we must address our focus.
Absolutely. Because a great deal of this also, Rick, is credited to the, quote, arm twisting of the Bush administration, George W. Bush, Karl Rove, Chertoff, Condi Rice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's face it. We've all heard the brutal truth repeatedly, particularly from Representative Tom Tancredo and other people who are very, very wise and knowledgeable and truthful on the issue. These people are New World Order globalists, period. That is their ultimate goal. Let's not quit asking why. We all know why. And the why is very simplistic. On one hand, corporate campaign contributions to support their campaigns, and on the flip side of the coin, illegal alien votes to keep them in power. What is the big mystery? There is no mystery. It is that simple. These people are New World Order globalists who sole focus is to abolish our sovereignty and make sure there is no future for our children, us, our children, or our loved ones as loyal, law-abiding American citizens. They want the United States of America to be nothing but yet another third world.
You are 1,000% correct, Barbara. I couldn't have said it better. I mean, it's that simple, as you say. And yet, we, the American public, are taking this nonsense. We have an election coming up. And that, frankly, there isn't enough demands by the average voter anywhere to focus on this important national security issue. You know, we're talking about national security, ports, and all of this nonsense in the post-9/11 world, but the fact of the matter is the first order of business has to be the invasion USA and the borders. And that is the one thing that they will not talk about. And when they come back home, the politicians, the congressmen, the senators, they don't want to hear it because they know that's where the action is. They know they've been derelict in their duty if they have. And they know that the average John Q. public American citizen has had it up to you know where, up to the top of their eyebrows.
Right.
But we're not going to, and we cannot, let these people sleep one night until they either do what they know they have to do or don't run for re-election. Some have opted to do that, not run for re-election. We'd like to make that almost 100%. and clean house, as far as I'm concerned, Barbara.
You bet. And CCIR is doing everything we can. Just like I said, sometimes we over-deluge our subscribers with emails. That's okay. Not a problem.
Yeah.
If you don't want to know, then fine. Ask to get off our email list, and I'll gladly take you off. For those who care, for those who care about their country and their loved ones, they will stay on that email list. They will listen to God Bless You, Patriot, talk show hosts such as you, Rick. They will stay tuned in. They will know the truth, and they will work tirelessly to get these traitors out of office and replaced by loyal, law-abiding American representatives. And that's why, Rick, our monthly meetings, we have meetings once every month, and our bottom line is know your candidate. We give candidates, loyal, law-abiding American candidates, the opportunity to present their position to our attendees. We're out there working. We're walking precincts. In fact, I'm going to be walking all day tomorrow. We're out there walking precincts for these good people. We are manning phone banks. We are doing everything we can. And everybody who cares one whit about the sovereignty of our nation and the future of yourselves, as well as your children and your loved ones, will do the same.
Amen.
If you are physically unable to help, then fine. Support it financially. These things aren't cheap.
No.
They have to be supported financially. And that is, again, a bottom line. If you can't be out there doing it physically, then fine. Send a check. $5, $10. Nobody cares. Just be out there. And we're out there on behalf of not only all loyal, law-abiding American patriots. We're out there on behalf of the Minuteman Project, headed by Jim Gilchrist. We are proud.
I think, Barbara, yes, that's true. And I think, quite frankly, this is the year. It's
this
either now
year.
Or never. This
the
is the year.
The time is now.
It's going to be either, because I don't think we're going to survive, really, the way we're going, another election year anyway, unless things are dramatically turned around this year. This is a pivotal year. And, it's nice to have the positive attitude and keep our chins up, but we also have to be realistic. Most people don't understand, Barbara. They do not realize that their whole legal system, the system of voting, is now being taken away from them because of virtually no vote fraud enforcement, because of motor voter registration legislation, driver's licenses for illegal aliens, amnesties and other things. America's most precious liberty, voting, is being taken. And most Americans, I don't think, are aware of these things.
Well, it's people like you, Rick, make them aware. And it's, like I said, God bless you. You and other conservative talk show hosts, get this message out there. And you are so very, very right, particularly here in the state of California, where if you even so much as request any identification or legal status, you can be arrested. And we all know that illegal aliens are voting in droves. They are being told to vote. They are being told how to vote by illegal alien racist hate American organizations such as MALDEF, LULAC, La Raza, MECHA, etc., etc. These people are being told how to vote. They are being encouraged to vote. And we have had reports of van loads of illegal aliens going from pole to pole to pole to pole.
Yep. All right, let's take a break. We will take calls in the next segment, and we'll continue. Barbara Coe, the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
We are back now. Barbara Koh, our guest. California Coalition for Immigration Reform is the name of the group, and we are going to take calls. Barbara, are you ready for some calls?
You bet I will.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Excellent. Excellent. 800-313-9443 is the number, and we will go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, yes. Good evening. Yes, I belong to the Massachusetts Coalition for Immigration Reform.
Great.
So all I have to say is you're doing a very good job in what you're doing. Now, with that said, these ports being given away to the United Arab Emirates is a surefire way for a suicide. And you know what my gut feeling is? I believe that the politicians in Washington already have an escape route when these people start rioting, setting nukes off, and doing all this other stuff. Suck the country dry and jump on their golden parachute. I mean, this is pornographic. These people need to be locked up. The question is, what's the mechanism to do it? I mean, because I always say this in other shows, which is as people like us are getting older and older, and the protesters are getting younger and younger, what's that mean? Are we just going to die out while the illegals, outlive us? What do you think about that?
Absolutely not, Jeff. We are going to be contacting our youth. Our young people of America, who are the future of America, you go into your colleges, you go into your high schools, which is what we are doing right now, and that is what we have a wonderful representative for the youth with the Minuteman Project, which is Tim Buehler. He is a fantastic young man. He's only 19 years old, and he is out there on the forefront contacting high schools, colleges, so on and so forth. Get in touch with him. Contact us. We will put you in touch with him to tell you how to get in touch with our youth. You are absolutely right. This ports agreement is nothing but a Trojan horse. And President Bush is welcoming it into our country. It is unbelievable.
Well, we're internationalizing all functions of America now. That's what we're doing. And we're parceling out and offshoring all of these things that should have been done by the United States right from the beginning. So it's just one more nail in the coffin, you see.
Oh, yes. And you know who's for this agreement? It's union hacks, a lot of them. The lead hacks are neocon hacks and Democrats who are in the pockets of the United Arab Emirates. There's nobody else is for this. Every regular Joe I listen to on talk radio, and this is mainstream radio, is not for this agreement.
Well,
and
of course, you know, we're not going to pay attention to what they do because, you know, these guys are in the pockets of the big corporations, the Israeli lobby, so you can't expect any honesty from them either.
They're not honest.
Huh?
You're absolutely right, Mark. And, Jeff, I would encourage you to give that toll-free number that we put out, our call, 877-NOAA-LEGALS.
I will definitely call you up.
You betcha.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Okay, 800-313-9443. Now, they've all sold out, no question about it, and there's only a handful of us out here who are struggling to continue to get the message out, and we need more rowers at the oars. We need more people who are willing to do this if we are to accomplish anything. And, again, the hour is so late. The fate is so dire. I mean, the whole country literally depends upon it. And if we don't, Barbara, if we don't do it this year, we're going to go down. And it's that simple. As far as I'm concerned, we have to do something dramatic and something drastic. And, you know, I wouldn't mind erecting some gallows, to be honest with you. And let's put some heads up there. And I think we can start with our president, we can start with Dick Cheney, we can start with all of these people in Congress
right.
who are selling us down the river. And
right.
that's exactly what's happening to us.
Right.
Now, you know, Michelle Malkin had a column, and she's not my favorite columnist, but, you know, in this area, she's absolutely right. The third world shenanigans from the land of the free and the home of the electorally challenged, the Justice Department dispatched more than 400 federal observers and lawyers to guard against illegal voting fraud at polling places in 14 states. By mid-morning, complaints of rigged machines, racial intimidation, and partisan interference had already been lodged from all parts of the country. So, you know, and we know why. And we know that Rafael of Velasquez and all of the rest of his coterie are working with our tax dollars to bring about our own demise. That
right.
is going to stop.
We are paying for the shovel to dig our own grave.
Yes. And now is the time for people to put aside their partisan differences, put aside their politics, their ball games, their soap operas, and wake up because, you know, we cannot sustain this burden any longer. Monetarily, politically, economically, spiritually, in any other sense. That's the message. We'll take more calls.
Absolutely, Mark, you are so right. It's called Get Up, Brush Your Teeth.
Contact by the way, it's not Mark, Barbara, it's Rick. It's all right.
I'm sorry.
All right. I understand. The hour's getting late. Okay, we'll be right back with more calls and more questions for Barbara Coe. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
First step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All righty, we are back with Barbara Coe, and we are willing to take your phone calls on this most important subject. Toll free 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and let's see, Roger in Pennsylvania is on. Is that right, Roger?
Yeah, thanks. I just called because I just thought this was so rich and typical earlier today, talking about, you know, they're not going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
On Rust Limpjaw, he's fully 17 minutes after the first hour, a full 10 minutes into his show. And it's not about illegal immigration, but it's about the United Arab Emirates and the ports.
Of course.
And he says, "Oh yeah, well, I only got one call about the ports. I told you this thing was going to go away."
Well, this problem doesn't go away. You know, Rush knows who pays his checks.
Exactly.
Who signs his checks? So he better keep his mouth shut and his nose clean, like Sean Insanity. So that's exactly what they're doing. You know, remember, these guys are not advocates for true conservative American principles. True conservatives are for America first, non-interventionism, close the borders, protect the public from international thugs by protecting us here. These guys are internationalists. They're globalists. They're one-worlders.
Yeah,
no matter what Bush does, it doesn't matter what he does. Bush has to be defended, even if Bush is wrong.
It's just the bare naked hubris of a statement like that. That's what's rich.
Have to throw just one comment in here, Rick, as stated by one of our members. People such as Limbaugh are so far up into the, quote, derriere of George W. Bush. It would take the jaws of life
to remove.
To get them out, and the bottom line is cut them off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's for sure. They will lose their nasal cavity, but so what? We've got Pinocchio in the White House, so we might as well start chopping away at the noses, the brown noses, so to speak. In any event, Roger, I realize that you spend a lot of time comparing programs and notes, and you know the way this is going. This whole thing is being orchestrated to keep attention off of the border, off of what's going on now, north as well as south. And, of course, you know, it's not just the Mexicans. It's the OTMs we're concerned about, other than Mexicans, who are using Mexico as a port of entry.
And the ports are going to be a primary entryway if we do not defeat this treacherous agreement now.
You know, I had heard that Sean Hannity lost some 60% of his audience.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure Rust Limpjaw has lost some corresponding amount, maybe not quite as much, but it was like a good 3 to 4 years ago at least, where Limpjaw used to at least be somewhat entertaining, and now he's just boring, dull, and predictable. You can listen to just like 3 minutes and you're already saturated.
You know why? The problem is they are in with Bush. And now that Bush is in his second term, they really have nothing more to do than try to do damage control on behalf of this administration. When Clinton was in, they had their most successful programs. They had their most successful audiences. And, of course, it doesn't matter who's in, because both of them, Clinton and Bush, follow the same master, as we've seen. So that's why we are the ones who are championing the voices of the public. We're the ones who are making the difference, because they know there isn't a dime's worth of difference between both parties. It's the same sellout. That's the reason, Raj.
God bless you.
Thank you all. All right. 800-313-9443. There's a line available for you if you'd like to jump on. We're talking with Barbara Coe. And Barbara, of course, has been involved in this fight for how many years, Barbara?
Since late 1991.
All right. Okay.
That's a long time.
That's a long time for someone, yeah. I know I've been aware of this and fighting in different corners since 1980. So I know that, you know, we've seen this whole complexion of this country change dramatically in just 26 years. Incredible turnabout. And, you know, each administration from Carter, from what he did with Cuba and what he did with Central America.
And the Panama Canal.
Oh, Panama Canal sellout. Paying them to take control of the canal. Can you believe this? Paying this regime to take control of our canal, even though it was built for the purpose of being in American hands in perpetuity. And that was the issue, by the way.
But, you know, Rick, we always have to remember the age-old fable, and that is our motivation. Remember the fable of the turtle and the hare, and guess who won?
Mm-hmm.
The turtle. Because we will not give up, we will not stop, and we will win the race.
Yep. Absolutely, we will. And the thing is, we were just saying a moment or so ago, what we have to deal with here is a militancy. We can no longer be nice guys. We can no longer try to write a simple letter or send a telegram to our congressman in Washington. They're coming back home this year. They're having their meetings. You have to go to each and every public meeting, and you have to stand up and embarrass them. If that's what it's going to take, so be it. You have to catch them right here at home in your state, because all politics is local, and it's numbers they look at. They don't care about getting reelected unless it means numbers are going the other way. What they really care about is doing what they're told to do. These people are yes people. They're front people, men and women. Doesn't matter which party they are, they've sold out. And only a handful now have their fingers in the dike. I mean, let's face it. They're the only ones that are preventing the ship from sinking. Just a handful. The Tom Tancredos and others who are keenly aware of what's going on in Washington. The Republican Party is the enemy of the American public, just as the Democrat Party is. They both sold out, Barbara.
Absolutely, they have sold out, and that's why I am pleading with your listeners. Get up, brush your teeth, and make a simple, toll-free phone call to your senator, your congressman. It is so simple. It'll take you 3 minutes. The toll-free number is 866-340-9281. And you just simply say, you stand up in defense of enforcement of our immigration laws and protection of my rights, or no vote and no bucks. Mm-hmm. Got it, buddy? Mm-hmm. It's real simple, Rick.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't take much, but, you know, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease.
And we are going to be the squeaky wheel. We have no choice.
No, we don't. No,
it's the very future of our nation.
What's
and
happening
our children.
Now, Barbara, as you know, in California, we call it Mexifornia now. That's what they call it, Mexifornia.
And I don't call it that.
No, thank God, but they do, the Mexicans, the illegals. And I'm sure the Bush administration would like to let that word slip off of their lips. But, you know, it's too obvious now. They're selling out. Vicente Fox is just another thug leader with another globalist agenda. And
right.
What we have here is we have an administration that is like ancient Rome. You know, they're taking us around the globe, fighting these wars, creating more enemies for the United States, and then allowing the barbarians to move in at the gates. That's
right.
What's happening to us.
That's right.
And we need right now to get people to get on the organization's membership list. People to get your newsletter. And once they become members, they automatically get that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. $25 a year, that's less than you'd pay for a lunch most times.
You're cheap. Now,
and,
people just want to get
like
the news.
Said, we don't talk. We all know the problem.
Right.
We talk about solutions.
Right.
And that's what I'm sharing right now. Get a, even if you haven't even joined CCIR yet, which is a misnomer because we are now a national organization,
mm-hmm.
Get on those phones, 866-344-9281. Tell your representative, no vote, no bucks, unless you uphold your oath of office to protect and defend us from illegal alien invaders, period, end of subject. That includes the borders, that includes the ports, everything.
Right.
You either stand with us, as I quote President Bush, you're either with us or against us.
And we know he's against you, so.
Absolutely.
Gotta go. He's gotta go. All right, now, if people just want, by the way, before we take more calls, if people just want the newsletter, they're a little bit leery about joining any organization, but they will support you. Can they get the newsletter? Can they support you and get it anyway?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just give us a call. Give us your name and snail mail address.
Okay. All
okay.
Right. Excellent. And that's 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
Right.
That's the number.
Right.
Let's go to Charles in Texas. Hello, Charles. You're on the program.
Hi, Charles.
Hello. I have a simple comment. I think the United Nations is doing to the whole world as happened to the Indians.
Right.
And every time I've spoken to Mexicans, whether illegal or legal, when I say that, they take a step back because they're totally shocked by that concept.
All right. You've said that. Now, what is the solution, Charles, in your view?
Ah, well, I'll change the money, and then the United Nations goes bankrupt.
That's simple, hmm?
Yeah, that's the one that's right off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a bad idea. I mean, the whole World Bank, Federal Reserve, this whole concept is definitely part of the cogs of the wheel of the New World Order. They're killing us. They're killing us with the money. They're killing us with the debt. They're killing us through the World Bank, the IMF. All of these are extortion rackets that are basically the reason why these countries that have refused to say no to America, basically will not say no to the New World Order, is because they owe money to the IMF or the World Bank. So it's an extortion racket that we have going on here, Barbara.
They're also extorting us with the vaccinations.
Yeah. All of that. I understand that. All of it's coming at us. And it's not just about the borders, but if we start at the borders and we do what we need to do, make this the number one security issue, all these other issues will just vanish. I think they will. They'll just fall into place. That's the way I feel about it. I may be wrong, but I believe that's it. Thank you, Charles, for your call. We've got to move along. Keith, hello. You're on the program.
Hi, Keith.
Hello there, everybody. Remember 10 years ago, Slick Willie promised us that NAFTA would reduce the amount of wetback immigration?
Right.
Remember how NAFTA was supposed to solve all of our problems? Well, the situation's only worse.
I remember that, yeah.
And if this CAFTA thing gets passed...
CAFTA's already passed.
If it becomes
FEMA,
a state complete...
FEMA, not FEMA, FTAA, rather.
Right. Well, once that is put into place, the wetback invasion will be basically unstoppable. NAFTA was bad enough, but CAFTA will basically destroy this country. I'm just thinking here. All these patriot organizations and patriot movements, they sound good until the Jewish press gets a hold of you and starts smearing you as a domestic terrorist and a vigilante and a racist and a bigot. So I'm just thinking maybe the best thing to do is to just operate under the radar in a covert lone wolf fashion. And
how do you do that? What do you mean?
Well, I think it's the time has come to nail a few hides to the wall, and maybe the other wetbacks will eventually get the idea. Because
that mean, Keith? Be more specific.
The way that we got rid of the coyote problem and the wolf problem, the ranchers did in the 1930s.
Uh-huh.
That's how we have to get rid of the wetback problem. That's all they seem to understand is force. Because calling your congressman and forming patriot groups aren't going to help.
Barbara?
Yes, I would like to share with you that many, many, many members of CCIR not only include Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, Native American Americans, of which I am one because I am part Sioux Indian, but also Jewish people who, regardless of what you might think, are loyal, law-abiding Americans. In fact, my right-hand gal is a Jewish gal, and she's out there on the forefront every single day.
I've interviewed her on locally years ago.
Yes, I know you have, Evelyn. And she is a Jewish lady. However, conversely to what you're thinking, she is a loyal, law-abiding American citizen, and she's out there on the forefront at all times.
Who probably contributes a few $1,000s every year to B'nai B'rith to help destroy the white race a little bit more. I know all these so-called law-abiding good Jews, they all contribute to the ADL and the B'nai B'rith and all these other Jew supremacist organizations out to destroy the world. You know?
Well, I know some that don't. I know some that don't agree with that at all.
No.
We can start
and
with
Evelyn
people like Dr. Finkelstein.
And we have many other members of who are Jews who understand the gravity of the situation.
So you don't because their butts on the line now.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but you don't see this as a problem, a varmint problem or a vermin problem. I do. That's the difference. I see these creatures as varmints who have to be eliminated.
Well, now, what are you doing? You're going to eliminate some of them?
I haven't done anything yet, but...
Well, what are you going to do? Start shooting them?
They're invading my... They're in the state of Rhode Island now, and it's really an all-out invasion.
Well, they're everywhere. But what are we going to do? We're going to start going about starting shooting people when they're already in the
country?
Well,
if that's what we said, that we can't tell anyone, of course, because we don't want... We don't want the Jewish press to get a hold of what we're doing.
All right. Okay. Thank you for the call, Keith. We appreciate that. We'll have Dave in Michigan when we come back. But you see, this is the other extreme that we're dealing with, Barbara. And unfortunately, that extreme has been created by the power brokers that have made Americans so angry, so bitter, and understandably so, that they will now lash out and do whatever it takes. Well, you know, sometimes that backfires. Sometimes that's exactly what the powers that be want, as we've seen with people like Modi's and others who are just waiting for ranchers to get into a problem and then do something before they think. And then they take their property.
Absolutely.
Right?
You are so right, Mark. Thank you.
Rick, it's not Mark.
Rick, right, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I do it all the time. No problem. Stay where you are, Barbara. We'll be back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back with Barbara Coe. As you can see, passions are alive and well on this issue, and they should be. Let's take some more calls. Dave in Michigan, hi, you're on the program.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Hi, Barb. I just came across your show a couple of weeks ago. Great show.
Well, thank you.
Listen, long-time John Stat Miller and Alex Jones listener and supporter, too.
All right.
You remember the movie in the 50s, The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Of course.
Of the governments would listen, mm-hmm. So they stopped everything.
Michael Rennie,
okay, now,
yes.
Now, May 1st might be too late, but it's a Monday. Nice day to take off. If everybody in this country but not go to work, not go to the store, not drive their car, not buy gas. Everything shuts down for one day. Your congressman and your president might listen.
Well,
and I think, because they say money
talks.
You know,
I understand
what
you're saying, but I don't know. Barbara, what do you think about an idea like that? Does that have merit? What do you think?
Why not? Let's give it a try.
You know, May 1st.
Send me an email at barbcir.net.
Yeah.
I will spread the word. Okay?
Yeah.
It can't hurt because at this point in time, we are desperate for the survival of our nation and the future of our kids.
Mm.
And if a one-day boycott of everything will send a message, hey, I'll give it a shot. I'll spread the word far and wide.
Well, that sounds good. Realistically speaking, you know, most people are not going to do it. But even if you have a sizable minority that will do it and act in unison, that certainly can make a tremendous impact. And maybe it can be 2 days instead of one day. But you're right. The idea is great, Dave, to try to get them to listen. Sure.
If all the truck drivers shut down you know, you can say what you want about the French, but they know how to do one-day strikes. And when they do their strikes, they get attention.
Send me your email. I will spread it far and wide.
Okay, and I think you like to say...
barb@ccir.net. That's barb, B-A-R-B, at ccir.net. I will spread the word. I'll put it on our website.
Did you get that, Dave?
Yep, I got that. And I say, you know, it sends a message.
That's right.
Yeah, I had a black friend of mine here at work. He went to Washington for the Million Man March.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just think if all of you guys that spent the money you spent, say $250, $300, sent that to United Negro College. Now, what good would you have done? The money talks. I said, that's power.
Dave, I want to ask you, do you ever listen to the Terry Anderson show?
No, I don't.
Okay, he's a black talk show host. He is fantastic.
Of course. We've had him right on my show. He's here.
Yeah.
I think he's still on RBN of the weekends, isn't he, Paul? Yeah, he's still on. Yeah, he's carried right on RBN.
Listen to him. He will help spread the word. He travels nationwide spreading the good word. He is fantastic.
I agree. Thank you, Dave.
I think that's our last chance to get attention of the people in Washington.
You better believe it.
Indeed.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Well, what do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? That one-day strike, that one-day sit-out, as it were. Will they take notice? Will these Congress people finally wake up? It's going to take something pretty dramatic like that to do it. But it really has to be not everyone, because that can never happen, but a majority of people or a sizable minority that sit up and make a statement and let the politicians know you've had enough and you're not going to take it anymore.
I love it, Rick. I hope you will send me the message because I will spread it far and wide.
Yeah, yeah. But May 1st is ironically, the Communist International Day, you know. So maybe on that day it would be appropriate using the clenched fist to give it right back to the New World Order.
I love it.
All right. Okay, do you have any more time? We have more callers.
You bet.
Okay, stay tuned for a few more minutes. Barbara Coe, California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, rbnlive.com. We'll be back.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.